This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli officials said Monday Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved the influential war cabinet that was tasked with steering the war in Gaza. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The war cabinet was dissolved following the departure from the government of Benny Gantz, an opposition lawmaker who had joined the coalition in the early days of the war. He had demanded that a small cabinet be formed as a way to sideline far-right lawmakers in Netanyahu's government. Gantz, Netanyahu, and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant were its members and made key decisions together throughout the war. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Sunday, Israel's military announced it would begin a daytime 11-hour tactical pause in its bombardment of Hamas militants in southern Gaza to permit the increased delivery of humanitarian aid to reach famished Palestinians. On Monday, that pause seemed to be holding despite some sporadic fighting, as reported by the French news agency AFP. Israel said the pause in its offensive in southern Gaza would continue for the immediate future and allow aid trucks to reach the Israeli-controlled Kerem Shalom crossing, the main entry port for incoming aid. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman explains the significance of the Shalom crossing.
This crossing is important because it's the main gateway for humanitarian aid to enter the territory. Over the past month or so, these deliveries have plunged since Israel sent ground troops into the nearby Gaza city of Rafah. The UN and other aid organizations say it's become too difficult and too dangerous to send trucks to the crossing to pick up supplies because of this fighting.
The tactical pause announced by the military applies to about 12 kilometers of road in Rafah, the Rafah area, but falls short of a complete ceasefire in Gaza that the international community, including Israel's top ally, the United States, is pushing for. This is VOA News. European Union leaders are gathering in Brussels Monday to take stock of a recent European Parliament elections that saw a rise in the far right. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The June 6 to 9 polls saw the European Parliament shift to the right, voters dealing major blows to governing parties in heavyweight countries France and Germany. But pro-European groups still remain the biggest in the European Parliament. Under the EU's complicated division of powers, the presidents and prime ministers get to nominate the next head of the bloc's powerful executive committee, the European Commission, which is responsible for drawing up EU policy on everything from climate to the colossal shared budget. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Firefighters in the western U.S. state of California are fighting some of the first major wildfires of the season. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Crews are attacking multiple wildfires in California amid high temperatures and strong winds. The Post fire burning near Interstate 5 in Gorman on the main north-south route between Los Angeles and Bakersfield led to evacuations from the Hungry Valley State Vehicular Recreation Area, where at least two structures were burned. Kenichi Haskett with the L.A. County Fire Department says strong gusts are hampering efforts by aircraft crews.
When it's windy, it pushes it just sprays the water everywhere else or that we don't need it.
Officials warned residents of Castaic near Pyramid Lake they should prepare to leave if the fire pushes further south. As of last night, that fire was nearly 23 square miles and about 2% contained, according to CAL FIRE. The Hesperia fire is nearly 2 square miles, up to 20% contained, burning in the San Bernardino Mountains south of Victorville. In Sonoma County, the Point fire sent up huge plumes of smoke and led to evacuations as well. More crews and nighttime helicopter drops have been deployed. It's burning in brush and fir forest west of Geyserville. I'm Jennifer King.
As cicadas are emerging in many parts of the United States, some enthusiasts are having them for dinner. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
New York City chef Joseph Yoon is serving up cicadas, tempura battered cicadas, and an Old Bay cicada, both on his catering menu for 600 at two events.
Each one of these cicadas' lives represents a potential to transform somebody's perception or opinion about eating insects.
He says it's all part of the purpose of his company, Brooklyn Bugs.
To normalize edible insects and to share in the innovations of insect agriculture.
Two broods of cicadas are emerging this year, one after 17 years, the other 13 years, and affecting 17 states, but not New York, where Yoon lives. So he drove to Illinois to collect his own cicadas. Julie Walker, New York.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.